Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello there.
How are you feeling about the semi-final? That is so exciting.
Yeah, it's I can't freaking wait. Like, it's going to be a moment that I'll remember for a very long time, I think.
I guess the pressure's off, isn't it? You can just have fun with this and do what you do best.
Yeah, I don't have to compete. I just have to make sure that I, you know, my voice is prepared and I have... I'm going to make sure that I enjoy myself on stage.
So last year, Rita Ora, this year, Benjamin Ingrosso.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, yeah.
How are you feeling about it being in Sweden once again? And it's now 7 wins, it's back to your home country. You just seem to nail it every time.
I mean, it's huge. And the fact that it's like 50 years since ABBA won is also iconic and weird in the same, like... And it's so cool that it happens 50 years later, that we actually get to celebrate Eurovision in Sweden and get to celebrate ABBA and to, you know, see the festival in your own country and to be able to be a part of the whole show is so cool.
And I guess one thing that I was going to mention, but you've brought it up already, you are one of the few people that has collaborated with a member of ABBA. Not many people get to do this. You've done a song with Björn.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, which is insane. So on the credits of that song, it's like Björn and Benji instead of Björn and Benny, which is so cool.
How was that?
Like that was huge. Björn called me a few years ago to ask me to write a song, or first he just called me for 2.5 hours to just like chat. So we talked about my music and he said that he's a huge fan of my music and my show that I had back then in Sweden, and he was just asking how I write music and what my what I think about today's music and stuff. And then in the end of the phone call, he asked me if I could write a song for a musical that he was going to do together with him. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So we wrote that song. And then in the end of that session, he was like, we should do this again. So I took that as like, okay, well, he said we can do this again. So I waited a few months and then I had a song that I really felt like if there's one person that can write a lyric to this song, it has to be Björn, because it sounded like an ABBA ballad, in my opinion. So I sent in the song, and I didn't got an answer in like maybe 2 months. So I really thought that he hated the song. But then he answered 2 months later, and he said, I love this song. Here's 5 different options. What do you think? And so I had to pick my favorite option of the 5 different songs that he wrote lyric-wise. And we kind of like collaborated then with the lyric, and he like finished and put some work into the second verse and stuff. And then I recorded it and we released it. And it's one of those songs that I'm extremely proud of. It's called I Had It All and Let It Go. Like the title itself is just... Sounds like an ABBA song.
It sounds like an ABBA song. There's so much to unpick in what you just said there. The first fact that he just had a 2.5 conversation with you at the beginning. The second that he left you hanging for that long. And the third is that he gave you all the options.
I know. It's crazy. And I mean, to let me hang that for that long was terrible. But also like the fact that I even got a chance to write one song with him was big enough. But then the crazy thing is, you know, thanks to AI and stuff today, I did put Agneta's voice on that song, and that's crazy. Like, that's the version I listen to. I listen to Agneta singing I Had It All and Let It Go, and it sounds like one of the classic ABBA songs, in my opinion. So that's pretty cool, thanks to technology today.
I love that in the future there could be a version of you featuring any Swedish legend that
there
exactly.
is. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What is so good at the minute is you seem so excited by the new music, and you're going to get to showcase it as well. And Kite has just gone off, hasn't it?
Yeah, like especially in the Scandinavia, like it's so much fun to perform it live. We had the premiere in Hamburg 2 days ago, and it was the first time I was performing it live, and the crowd went crazy. And just the fact that I can like have like a conversation with them through that song, like, because the song itself is very much like back and forth. It could be so easy, oh, it's getting late. So like I'm playing with my audience when I sing that song, which is so much fun.
And you got Ollie Alexander on for the remix.
Exactly, like I mean that's the best remix that I could get for that song.
How was it working with him? I saw you guys on a rooftop together.
Yes. No, he's so talented, and I've been a huge fan of his and years and stuff like that for years. And but I mean,
oh, I just got that. That took me like 2 seconds.
Yeah. But I mean, he's extremely talented, and I love the Dizzy song. I think it's great. I think he's amazing, and to be able to just like collaborate like that as a remix kind of thing was pretty cool. To not just, you know, it's not a new song, it's his interpretation of my song, basically. So that was, yeah, that was huge.
How are you feeling about all your new music at the minute?
Like, I feel so proud of my new music. And it feels like it's the perfect timing and the right timing for that music to come out. And it's been a journey to like have the self-confidence to actually go into the studio and write these songs. Because I usually write these type of songs on the piano, but I never bring them into the studio. Okay. But then when I started working with the producers that I work with nowadays, Salem and Vincent, they were so open, and they loved all my like weird ideas. So for the first time in my life, it feels like the 9-year-old Benjamin is releasing music, kind of. Which for me is like my biggest dream. It feels so crazy that I'm releasing these songs, because they feel so much like me. So it feels like I'm doing something for myself, 100%.
So it's almost like it's a full circle moment. Finally, like you said, if this is the kind of music that you had in your head at 9, but it's taken you this long to get to it, it must feel so satisfying.
It is. And it's like, you know, these are also the songs that were made for a live audience and to perform them live. And my band, they are like, you know, the best musicians in the country. I've been playing with them for years, and they are as excited as I am. I'm speaking for them, but I mean...
Yeah, we're backstage at one of your gigs at the minute. Yeah.
But I mean, they get to play music, like chords, and I just want them to like have fun and play different chord progressions and key changes in like the first song of the show. And so we are having so much fun, and... Like you said, this is a showcase tour. It's not about me singing my old songs. It's more of a showcase tour. So it's also fun to see the fans' reaction to the new songs and actually see them sing along to songs they've never heard before. Because in my opinion, I think the new songs are also much more catchier than what I've released before.
It's like Benjamin, the new era. It's like you got put in a chamber for a little bit, frozen. Do you know what I mean? And now you're out, and like, this is the fresh me. This is the brand new me.
Yeah. And I also, like, during COVID, I released a lot of Swedish songs, which also helped me to like evolve as a songwriter. And because I did a Swedish album that I did entirely myself, basically. And I wanted it to be like an homage to the old Swedish genre, and like ABBA and Ted Gärdestad, who's a Swedish legend. So when I brought that, like, energy into the English music, so it felt like some of the English songs that I released before, I could hear tons of artists sing the same song, but now when I hear my new song, it's like I can't really hear, I don't know, Justin Bieber sing this song. I can hear just Benjamin sing this song, which is, for me, that's what I've been chasing.
I I was thinking earlier about the connections that you have to Eurovision, and there are so many that I want to touch on. The first being that you competed in Eurovision 6 years ago now.
I'm old, but I was young. Yeah, 6 years.
But you still came top 10. That's an amazing result.
I know, but in Sweden, you know, if you don't come top five, you're like the worst. So I came seventh. So I was a disappointment when I came home. But you know, it was I came second from the jury, I think. And we, like, the whole Eurovision community made a joke of me having like 21 points, and I love that. I think now I can laugh at it, and I think it's hilarious. And you know, as soon as I post a picture with me and like two friends, some Eurovision fan like comment like 21, like Benjamin and his televoters kind of thing. And I love that. I think it's fun.
Still now.
But I mean, thanks to Eurovision, I like a lot of the fans that are coming to the European tour has been fans since Eurovision. So I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I just wish that I could have had more fun back then, because I was a bit too young. I took it very seriously and I had a lot of weight on my shoulders. And I think just like if I would have competed today, I would have just gone out and have the best time of my life. So for that, I'm extremely honored and grateful that I get the chance to perform a 7-minute medley of my new songs in that competition without competing. It's like if I could have told the 21-year-old guy, just wait and see, like, relax. So that's also like a full circle for me.
From seventh place to a 7-minute medley. There
yes,
we go.
Exactly. There you go.
Seven to seven.
You're seven to seven, yeah.
The other connections were obviously your cousin in Swedish House Mafia basically soundtracked the 2016 competition. It was everywhere. Yeah. You've performed with Carola as well. You did a Bee Gees cover.
Yeah, I've known Carola my entire life. Me and her son went to kindergarten together.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Also, I grew up with her as, like, you know, my and also Carola and my mom have been, you know, colleagues since the 80s. And so Carola, for me, she's like a, I don't know, like a aunt kind of thing. So I spent a lot of time at her house when I was young and stuff. So for her to, like, when we sang that song, it was in my show, it was like super natural. It was like singing with my mom, basically.
I love that. So she was never a Eurovision winner first. She was just your mum's mate.
Yeah, 100%. Like, she was Carola ever my entire childhood.
Are you still in touch with her child who you went to kindergarten with?
Yeah, 100%. And like me and Carola, we see each other like once a month, even if it's like a 5-second thing on the street, we just stand and talk for 5 minutes. And she's like family to me.
That's so nice. Your mum tried to get to Eurovision quite a few times. Yeah. Can you remember watching her compete in, like, when you were a kid? Mm.
I can, because I remember she was doing Pippi Longstocking at the same time that she was competing in Melodifestivalen, which is the Swedish competition, and she was doing the rehearsals. But she didn't realize that it was the televoters, the international jury that was watching that, like, rehearsals, and she still had the Pippi Longstocking outfit when she sang the song. She thought it was like fun, but then I think the Swedish voters, she won, like, the competition. But then when the international voters came, she came last, so she came second. So if she wouldn't have been Pippi Longstocking, I think she could have won the competition, which is, like, that's the thing that she's always very, like, sad about, I think. But at least she got her son to win the show, so.
I was going to say.
Sorry, also, my mom and my dad met through Melodifestivalen. Because she was competing when she was 16, and that was her, like, breakthrough. And my dad was her background dancer.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so my dad and his uncle, his brother, my uncle, they were the background dancers. So thanks to Melodifestivalen, I am born. I was born.
Thanks to, I love that. Yeah. Thanks to Melodifestivalen, you are here. You exist.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were always destined to do this path, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And then my other uncle, Nicola, he got married to Charlotte Nilsson back then, who then took my nonna, my grandma's last name, Perelli. So now she's named after my nonna, my grandma.
So there's another connection.
Yeah. She won the Eurovision 1999, I think.
Wait, so you've got a connection to ABBA, you've got a connection to Carola, to Charlotte Pirelli. Yeah.
I think I have a connection to every single Swede that has been in Eurovision.
Yeah,
like
that's amazing.
I can promise you that. Yeah.
You did a show with Loreen, didn't you? She was on a similar show to you. Was that right?
Loreen is one of them. Actually, no. I met Loreen a few times, but I'm a good friend of her sister, because her sister she has kids with Sebastian, my cousin's best friend. So I've known her sister for a long time. Yeah.
Mons, have you ever sung with him?
Mons, I've sang. No, I've known him since I was 10, but I've never sang with him, I think. No.
Yeah, you need to draw like a big map, you know, where you're in the middle and everything spirals off. Yeah. And also, I know that you are, you've met loads of the San Remo singers as well. You met Angelina Mango.
Yes, she's amazing. I love her song. I think she has potential to win. But then also, Diodato is he won the San Remo. Was that 4 years ago?
Yeah, he was 2020, the COVID year.
COVID year, yeah. So he never got the chance to compete, I guess. Or did it?
No, he didn't. No, there wasn't. It was cancelled. But a lot of people said that he would have been one of the favourites to win, because that song, Fire Amore, is just unbelievable.
And Diodato is my cousin.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he's my other cousin. He's from Taranto as well, which is the village or the town that we're from.
So you've conquered Sweden. So now you're seeping into Italy as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And we had lunch with Emma, who came. I think she came second. Like she's so cool. She's like a big sister. And then I think Mahmoud had a great song. I think the new song Tutta Gold is better than Soldi.
That's big words.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's my opinion.
So would you ever do San Remo?
I don't know if it's possible. Is it possible for me to compete in San Remo? I think if I have a I think so. Yeah, it could be.
Well, there we go. That's an option, yeah. Maybe for the future.
That's an option. Yeah, yeah.
It just feels having spoken to you now, all these connections. You are so at ease and calm with it all. I love it. It's just, you know, that it's part of you, but you are your own person, and you know, you're front and center.
Exactly. I mean, that's the cool thing about my family and our, like, you know, it's I'm super proud of where I come from.
What did your mum say when you finally made it to Eurovision?
I mean, she hated that song.
She
said,
did she?
Yeah. She said, you will never win Melodifestivalen with this song. And I said, but mom, this is modern. That's why you can't get it. But it doesn't have the last chorus and the key change. And she wanted it to sound more like a classic Melodifestivalen song. But then when she saw the number, she thought, okay, well, this could actually work. And then it was a full circle when my parents was in the audience when I won, because it was thanks to them that I actually can be here, and thanks to this show that I'm actually here. So it was crazy. But I mean, yeah, the number back then was made for TV, and it was supposed to look like a music video kind of thing. And that's, you know, something that in Eurovision it's like 50-50. Some years people want it to look like super modern music video, and some years people just want to see a live stage performance. So it's you never really know what people want in that competition, which is, that's the hardest thing about picking the winner.
That's also what makes it the most exciting thing.
Yes, yeah. And the fact that the whole competition is so wide and nothing sounds the same also shows the world. Like, that's the beauty of the world, is that it's so unique. Like, every single country is so unique from each other, and it's you know, the competition we're made for showing that and spreading love, and that's what I love about the competition.
We know that you are a big foodie. Yes. So where would you recommend we go to eat in Malmö?
Like, in Malmö you have Malmö Saluhall, which is like the Malmö Grand Central Market, which is insane. I always talk about Malmö Saluhall because it's the best. You know, you have to get a falafel in Malmö. I think you can have what was the name of the falafel we had? Because that one was cheap and insane. But you have Miguel, very good. Marvin, very good. Freya Cafe, super good. Mutantur is it like more of a fine dining place. Then you have...
This is from your list.
Yeah. Julie is also very good. And Roots, they make super good pastries.
Okay, I love it. I love it. And for everyone listening, if they are in Malmö right now, they can go to any of those places. Or just tap you up. Go, Benjamin, where do I go tonight?
Yeah, they can do that. I would probably answer, yeah.
Do you know what I've just thought to finish this off? Because I know that some people listening will go, you didn't mention the Herries. The Herries won for Sweden. They're the only winner that you haven't mentioned. Do you have a connection with them?
With the Herries?
Yes.
Oh.
Digilu Digilei.
Digilu Digilei. Well, I've known one of the guys for my entire life. Like, I don't know him that much, but if I see him, like, we say hi, because he used to play Grease with my mom in the 90s. I did, you know, that song is also the name of like a big Swedish tour. It's called Digilu,
okay,
which is like a tour where they gathered like 15 artists and they go on a tour and sing their songs. And I did that show, Digilu, when I was 9. So yeah, some Digilu connections I have.
Connection with everybody. And yeah. Final question, if you had to pick your 3 favorite ABBA songs, because it is 50 years, or okay, not favorite, but pick 3 ABBA songs that you think that you would choose to put on.
The Winner Takes It All, definitely. Dancing Queen and One of Us.
Beautiful.
Have you seen the show?
ABBA Voyage, yeah. Yes, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It was fun because 1 month before the show was premiering, I spoke to Björn and he was like, yeah, we'll see if this is not gonna work. It's gonna be pretty tough. Like, but it worked out so good, and I brought my mom to see the show, and we just like burst out in tears.
Yeah.
You kind of forget that they're not there, and that's exactly what they wanted. So I think it's an experience for sure. You have to see it.
Enjoy the semi-final, enjoy Eurovision again, and everyone is loving the new music.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking your time.